Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rockaholics, it's Taryn Daly, and I'm super pumped up to be talking to the legendary Jeff Tate, and he's going to be in our area next Saturday. Jeff, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Taryn. How are you?
You know, despite the weather, I would say about 10 out of 10 today.
Yeah, it was so nice for so long, and now I guess fall is upon us, huh?
It is, and especially, you know, after getting Halloween behind us, it just kind of feels a little bit more like, you know, spooky time.
It does. It does. If the days are dark.
Well, I'm really excited because one of the really cool days coming up would be next Saturday, November 11th. You're going to be playing a really special event in Everett, and actually not very far from where I used to live. I lived on 24th and Grand for a number of years. And it sounds like you're going to be at Maddie Hall at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church.
Yep, I am. It's for a wonderful show. It's a benefit show for my favorite charity, which is called Mercy Watch. And it's a wonderful group of doctors and healthcare professionals who donate their time and energies to helping treat people who are on the street, people that have drug addiction, and people that are homeless. And all the proceeds from the show will benefit Mercy Watch, mostly paying for the supplies, the medical supplies that it takes to treat people in need.
That's fantastic. I'm so excited to hear about this. And, you know, being that I have lived in Everett myself and also just in Snohomish County for the bulk of my life, the homelessness has become quite an issue in that area. And so I think what you're doing is, you know, it couldn't be at a better time, a very critical time. And I think what you're doing is fantastic in letting people know about Mercy Watch. This is just a great time to be involved.
You know, I think it's I hate to use the word epidemic, but it surely seems like it now. There's so many people that are struggling with homelessness and addiction as well. And it seems like it's around us everywhere we look. And I think bringing even more focus on the subject is important at this time. And, I really encourage people to come out to the show and give to this particular charity because it's working and it's helping people.
I have to ask, how did you find out about Mercy Watch in the first place? Who turned you on to this organization?
Well, a wonderful man by the name of Dennis Kelly. This is his organization, and I met him through one of my shows, and we started talking, and he's such a personable guy and so dedicated to helping other people that I found myself being kind of dragged into his orbit, really. And this was his idea to put something like this together, and so I'm just very happy to be part of it. And I think it's a wonderful thing for people to, especially around the holidays, to focus on other people, you know, outside of themselves. And I'm just very happy to be part of it.
Absolutely. And, you know, for me, I mean, just a quick little sidebar. I'm in the middle of a remodel and we're not there yet. So we just moved into a tiny trailer on our property. And I was kind of playing that woe is me card. I'm living in a trailer. It's cold out. But then when I'm driving through different parts of Seattle, up in Everett, even where I live in Stanwood, there are homeless people everywhere. And it really puts it into perspective that a 16-foot trailer is actually pretty awesome this time of year. And people are very cold and hungry on the streets this time of year, and they just need our help. So the fact that Mercy Watch is there, at that tertiary level, helping people out, I'm really excited that you're involved in this organization and, you know, going to bring some good to the homeless population in our area.
Well, hope so. And it's not sort of like a bandage on the wound. It's actually real professional people trying to counsel and help people too, and actually retrain people to get them off the street and into jobs and into a lifestyle that's more productive and more healthy for them.
Absolutely. So, and again, your show is happening next Saturday, November 11th at Maddie Hall in Everett, where Immaculate Conception Catholic Church is located. 100% of the proceeds are going to Mercy Watch. And this show is very, very different from your last show in the area. I think you were with Operation Mind Crime in Olympia a few months ago. Why is this show so different?
Gosh, I don't know how, if it's that different. It's a different group of people playing with me. It's people that are musician friends of mine who have donated their energies to, again, putting together this show for this particular benefit. Scott Mercado, who was drummer for Candlebox for years, is joining me. He's probably the most famous person. And then Bruno Sá, who's an incredible keyboard player from South America, from Rio de Janeiro, is joining me on keyboards and guitar. And Darren Milsom, who's a local musician that a lot of people have probably seen playing around town, is joining me on bass. And then Scott Motton from my solo project is joining me on guitar, too.
That's amazing. And how many different types of music do you think you're going to be kind of tapping into in this one evening?
Oh, everything. Well, we're going to play all kinds of different things from my catalog of songs, which is getting quite extensive. I'm just ready to release in December a new album. It will be my 18th album. Can you believe it?
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? I know, crazy, huh?
Well, congratulations, first of all. That's monstrous.
Thank you. Yeah. I think it's pretty monstrous, too.
Totally. Well, I can't wait to be able to just see and hear just all the unique sounds that you're going to be bringing to the table next Saturday. If people want to get tickets, I think it's through Brown Paper Tickets. You guys had some going on. And can they go to JeffTate.com for more information?
Yeah, they can go to all the different JeffTate.coms and Facebook pages to find out more about it. But the tickets are actually through Brown Paper Bag. Yeah,
that's right. And this is like a $30 ticket, and 100% of the proceeds are going back to an incredible cause. So if you were going to spend money and go to a show anyway, you might as well make it count and stretch that dollar and do some really, good work for Mercy Watch.
Excellent. Good idea.
Yeah, I'm all about it. Well, this is really great. I am so appreciative that you were able to chat with me for a few minutes and spread the good word of Mercy Watch. I hope you raise a ton of money next Saturday, Jeff. Anything else that you want to add about this show?
Well, Karen, thank you so much for the interview. I think we've covered everything, and I really appreciate it. And again, encourage people to come out to the show and help.
Absolutely. Well, we always call it Rockaholics Helping Rockaholics, and we're pretty dang good at it. So looking forward to seeing a lot of Rockaholics next Saturday at Maddie Hall in Everett.
All right. Thanks again, Taryn.
Thank you, Jeff. Have a great rest of your day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.